The Lord's breeze a few feet away. I'm awed, he's still sending peaceful rays. While flawed speech from enemies that hate still dawns on me, God never leads astray.
Psalm 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Listen, Psalms 1 says, you will bring forth fruit in your season. Period. Point blank. Period. There's no one that's going to be able to stop it, top it, and all they're going to be able to do is just watch it. Look, usually the enemy will use people to try to stop your destiny. Discouragement, haters, gossip, it's all tactics to stop your momentum, to distract you from where you headed. But that's why you have to meditate on that word day and night to combat the distractions that try to take you off your path. Secondly, they try to top it because they can't help it. Listen, when you're in your season, that grace is on you so strong that people can't help but react to you. It's either good or bad. It's really no in between because your impact starts to be so strong. The good ones, they're like, I like what they're doing. I feel that. Their spirit bears witness with it. But the others, their insecurities start jumping out all over the place. You think you all that, blah, blah, blah. You like, where is this coming from? You're not even paying attention to anyone else. But their insecurities are being activated because they aren't in their purpose and you're in yours. So they try to top it by discrediting you. But the third thing is, they just gonna have to watch it anyway. Come on. God says he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. The same ones talking about you gonna have to watch God bless you.